Artist that you might know, Bruno in Jersey City.
Oh, Bruno N.
Yes.
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 Great, great friend of the station and the program and excellent dude, pal. 1-800-989-9368. Really, I want like one pledge a minute, and you gotta cram them in tight.
Yeah,
get them in.
So I gotta keep reading.
Keep reading,
Matt,
Therese,
in Hillsboro, and you folks New Jersey.
Okay.
Dan in Denville. He called back.
Who do we thank in Hillsboro?
We thank Hillsboro, Matt.
Matt. Thank you, Matt in Hillsboro.
Dan in Denville called back.
All right. Wow,
yes.
Dan.
Greg in Detroit.
Oh, Greg B.
Yeah.
Excellent. Thank you, Greg.
He wants to go to the he says, hot tip for pledgers, go to the prize warehouse and grab Scott's awesome 2018 premium kraut covered. But first, you got to pledge.
Which, by the way, is what we're listening to behind us right now. This is the amazing Texas band ST37 covering Noise Hero. And Hallow Gallo, sort of. Go on.
Tom in Brooklyn, celebrating his 30th year as an Uber fan.
As an Uber fan of the radio station.
I hope not the ride-sharing service.
Jesus.
That would be weird, and you would have some sort of time machine.
You thrown me for it right there. Thanks, man.
Kelsey in Westminster, Colorado after 20 years, it's time to pay my fair share. Kelsey,
been listening
for
20 years and now making a pledge.
Well, no, Kelsey has been pledging, but Kelsey has upped their pledge from the Mouse of Today level to the Secret Society level. Oh, the things you will learn.
Oh, my,
Kelsey.
1-800-989-9368. Pledge online, WFMU.org.
And
6 minutes left.
Catherine.
Let's get six more pledges, friends. Yes, Catherine.
Yes. Thank you for upping your pledge.
All right. Thank you, Catherine.
Thank you, Ed in Summit.
Thank you, Ed.
Oh, my God. These, I have to add them into the consoles. So
oh, right.
The,
yes.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. If they come in on the white cards, you have to
I got to add them. I got to do the math.
Like secretarial duties
and temporary.
Stuff. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yes. Yes, have I told you my unified Paul McCartney lyrical theory?
No, you haven't.
Well,
later. Let's thank volunteer supporter John R., who took us to see Paul on his birthday last summer.
Oh, my God, that was transcendent and amazing.
Wouldn't that be great if John was listening and he pledged right now because he heard us shout him out? Go for it, Johnny, go for it! 1-800-989-9368. Keep pledging, folks. Just because we're talking doesn't mean you got to stop pledging. Anybody else to thank, Therese?
I gotta do this.
You gotta do things.
Yeah.
While you do the things, I'll mention that there's three more things we're giving away. We're gonna draw for the Pierre Baru and Saraval sound comp very, very soon. Double LP. We're giving away that thing momentarily.
Yes.
We still have my favorite record of 2021, Richard Dawson and Circle, the LP Hanky. Fabulous, fabulous record. And then the grand prize we'll be drawing for right at the very end before we hand it over to Hardy White, who is standing by the Todd Twofer, A Wizard, A True Star, Todd Rundgren in the Studio book by Paul Myers, and the Studio Wizardry of Todd Rundgren, audio documents of said studio Todd, the producer from Ace. Anybody
Tom
else?
Tom in Caldwell, New Jersey.
Tom in Caldwell. Thank you,
Scott,
Tom.
Scott is the master of sound, he says.
Wow. Thank you, Tom.
A couple people pledged before your show. We got Chad in Pittsburgh.
Why,
Patrick,
thank you, Chad.
In Praha, Czechia.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Thank you, Patrick.
Bob in Oakland. Matthew in Lexington, Kentucky. Dang. Howard in Delmar, New York.
Thank you. Thank you.
Robert, a.k.a. Pas Musique.
Oh, Pas Musique. Checking in.
Yes.
Thank you, Robert.
George in Troy, New York. Keisha in Walla Walla, Washington.
Oh, thank you, Keisha.
Thank you, Ken in Hyde Park.
Thank you, Ken.
Thank you,
HB Ken.
Yay. Thank you, Janet in Rosendale, New York.
Thank you, Janet.
Steven in Brooklyn. Aaron in Jersey City. Joe in Brooklyn.
Dang.
I think that's also Emily, but with an E on the end.
Oh, Emily S.
Yes, in Raritan.
Yes.
Brendan in Mont.
Thank you, thank you. Still time for pledges. 3 minutes left.
I did thank our pal Katie in Hoboken.
Hey, Katie G. See you at practice tonight.
Yeah.
She is the best. What?
She really is.
What magical musical ears Katie has with her with her beautiful wooden violin and her violas.
And her violas and her dulcet tones of her singing voice.
And her fuzz pedals.
Yeah.
Fuzz pedals rock.
Yeah.
All right, so as we have got to give away, of course, and while we're giving away prizes, friends, you still have time to pledge. 1-800-989-9368. Pledge online at WFMU.org. The Pear Baru and Saravah Sound 2LP Gatefold LP compilation on We Want Sounds is going to who now?
It's going to Devin in Seattle.
Hey, Devin, congratulations. And thank you very much. Now, we must give away the Richard Dawson and Circle LP on Domino called Hanky. And that?
Greg in Detroit, Michigan.
Greg in Michigan.
Yes.
Excellent. Congratulations, Greg.
And now I just got to do a quick little
you're going to do the shuffle in, and I'm going to do the closing down of the things and making way for the Hardys.
Todd Rundgren winners.
All righty. Finish. Click here. Yep, Emily Salt's breathing down my neck. Hardy
you
White.
You don't want to get in her
Hardy
way.
White is coming your way. Hey, we broke 100 pledges, didn't we?
Yeah, and I still have to add a couple in.
Oh, you still got to add a couple
in? I think I do.
Oh, wow, man.
All right.
We're giving away the grand prize now, ain't we?
Yes, we are. Maddie in Wharton, New Jersey.
Congratulations to Maddie. Oh, one last pledge coming in under the wire. We still have a minute and a half left, so, you're not in the running for anything, but can we thank them? Have we got a name that we can thank yet, Therese?
They hung up.
That's a great way to end the program, you ask me. Hey, there's only a minute left in this ST37 track, so let's just, let's let ST37 take us out with the Hallow Gallo and the Hero. Therese, thank you so much for joining me on the radio today.
Thank you
I love you too.
Me.
Thank you, Elvis, and thank you, Muriel, for answering the phones today. And thanks to everybody who pledged. This has really been very, very rewarding and fulfilling. The coffers are filled for me right now.
Yes.
Oh, he's calling back.
Yeah.
All right, Therese, thanks again.
Let's listen
to ST37 and stand by as Hardy White brings you a miracle nutrition.
That's
coming
right
your way.
Testify.
WFMU in East Orange, WMFU in Mount Hope, New York City, and Rockland County at 91.9 FM, worldwide online at WFMU.org. Hold tight, Hardy. I'll tell you when. Hardy White, take it away.
Oh, you are about to experience a miracle. If you are hearing my voice right now, you are participating in a miracle. This radio station is a miracle. The fact that you hear my voice at all, that we are alive at the same time, is a miracle. It may seem ordinary. It may seem like this all would have transpired without any effort, without any direction. But I'm telling you that you are about to be part of a beautiful thing if you are not already part of it. Because if you have ever listened to this radio station, if you have ever tuned in any state of mind, if you have been joyful and you have tuned in to become more joyful, if you have a heavy heart and you have tuned into this, I keep saying turned, and I'll tell you why I say turned instead of tuned, and it is because I'm slurring my words. I'm just so excited. If you have tuned into this radio station when you have a heavy heart, you will have experienced possibly the heart lifting power of radio, and not just any radio, but WFMU, which is different than other radio. I think it was Elvis Costello who said radio is a sound salvation, but he was being sarcastic, you see, because he was talking about the other kind of radio. He wasn't talking about us. He would have said, oh, excuse me, I now mean it sincerely. I have been saved by the radio. I, Hardy White, have been saved by the radio. You, the listener, may very well have been saved by the radio, and people have used that word with me all the time. You see, I don't use it lightly. This has the power to reach human beings on a very personal level. And this time of year, during the marathon, is very exciting to me because I get to be excited about something that's important to me, something I value more than any non-human thing because it is made of humans. It's an endeavor. It is something that I value because it helps me reach other people who are experiencing life and all of its joys and disappointment and all of its grief and all of its transcendent happiness. It brings all that together, and we have the evidence of human life in the form of music and spoken word and all sorts of things that stimulate the imagination, that make us feel things. It's all coming through this crazy invention that hasn't even been with humanity very long. But now that we have it, and we have the ability to reach human beings in every little crack and every little cranny that they can hide in their humanity and their loneliness, we can cut through that and say, here is something that may touch you and lift you, that may connect you to others. And right now I am being connected to my friend Emily in New Jersey. I am so glad to be with you today. And we are going to both, what are we doing? We're touting.
We're touting.
There was something more powerful than touting, but at its very least, we're touting the station.
We're evangelizing, perhaps.
We are.
About the joys and hardiness, again, if you will, of WFMU.
Yes, and it's nice to have an excuse to go on and on about it, because you can't really do that during your normal shift because it's weird. And, you know, you don't want to get too excited. And besides, you know, there's a lot to be said for the sort of ironic, blasé persona that a lot of DJs have. It's awesome. We want that, too. It keeps us strong. It makes us feel like we can be somebody else and sort of fight back. We can be whoever we want. And so we like to do that and exercise our power and of self-creation. But it's nice to be vulnerable, at, you know, in Thanksgiving. One part of the year, and that's what this
I love
is.
That. Yeah, this is WFMU Thanksgiving, basically. Yeah, the time when, and I'm one of those shy DJs who like doesn't talk very much usually, but I'm just like full with all of this like latent unexpressed appreciation for this place, and I'm so happy to be here to share that with you and all of the listeners.
It's great, right? I remember some advice. I think it's like, the ancient rabbis, one of those sayings. But I think it was something like, if you're going to praise, prepare for 5 minutes and speak for an hour. And if you're going to criticize, prepare for an hour and speak for 5 minutes.
Mm.
And I feel that way with that. You know, I don't have to prepare at all to sing the praises of FMU. All I have to do is just channel all the normal feelings that are always there for it. It's such a big part of my life and the listeners' lives too. I know it is.
And listeners, I'll say, if you're feeling in the mood to also gush about FMU, you can actually call right now 1-800-989-9368 or wfmu.org/donate to let us know in your own words what it is you love about WFMU.
And if you're shy, you're just calling other shy people. This is a society of the shy. I mean, you know, shy people have things to share, too, and they have things they want to go on about, and they're terrified that it won't go over well. That's one of the reasons that radio is so great, because it provides that sort of protection and distance. We can go on, and we can just be as nerdy and ridiculous about our love of some kind of minutia or some kind of niche-y genre or something, and there's nobody there to laugh at us. In fact, what happens is we find other people who share our passions, and we connect with them, and we don't even have to show our faces. You know, you can just listen to the person, and that's just such a wonderful, comforting, beautiful thing. And I was just so I drove up with a friend, Matt from Lexington, last week, and we drove up. So we listened to the marathon the whole way.
And, oh, yeah, because you were just in Jersey at Money Hall.
Yeah. So it was just we drove up and drove back. So that's, two 12-hour car trips. But, having your friends with you, and that we live in this weird modern world where I can hear the station the entire trip because of some weird phone thing. You know, you don't even have to be in the area.
Yeah.
So that's remarkable too. You know, now our reach is global.
Definitely. We were talking just before this about how it's sort of like a healthy parasocial relationship that you have with the different hosts and with the station, where it's like, it's, you know, you don't always know everybody personally or directly, but you both feel that you do. And if you want to get to know us, you know, you can call, you can join the comments board. You can bridge that.
Absolutely can. That's the thing. Sometimes it's like, oh, you imagine you're friends with that person. You probably actually are.
Yeah.
That's the way.
We're pretty accessible.
Yeah, where people transition from listener to friend because it's a nice shorthand. They already know, you know, you say, oh, I know you from the radio, and I already have evidence that we like the same things, or we're interested in the same things, or we share values, or, you know, so it is that. That's great that way. And it has that feeling of community. It feels like we're all in the same town in New Jersey.
Definitely.
Sort of like in our minds, you know. And I say it's New Jersey because I love New Jersey, and I feel like I have so many friends there, and so many people that just salt of the earth. Like you love this so much, it's your surname. So, but
salts of the earth.
Right, you all absolutely are. But just so many, you know, real people, and become part of that community of others who have real lives and real struggles, and, you know, and then we can help each other.
Yeah.
You know, the thing about spending money, like, things never do it. Like, you can spend your money on stuff all you want. At the end of the day, life is 100% an experience. It's all experiential. It's all the people you meet, the things you hear, the ideas you have. It's all that. It can never really be reduced to an object. You can buy things every, you know, all day. You can drive a fancy car. You can have the house. It won't complete you because you can't really experience those things. It's the intangible stuff. And this radio station, it provides so much, and it requires to be feeding like that, though. You know, it's a thing that that requires constant maintenance and nurturing and everything. And so we have to give it all our money and our effort and everything. That's why we ask you now to do it. And we want to know you're out there. It helps us connect, too, that we, you know, let's hear your voice. I want to know, I'm speaking to people. I want to hear you holler back.
Yeah.
When I holler into the wilderness like that and I say, you know, I need this. Do you need a connection like this? Do you need to hear positive things on the radio every week? Do you need to hear absurdity every week? Do you need to have your sensibilities challenged every week? Then shout out. You don't have to give much. Give a little nuisance contribution. Give so small amount that it costs more to process it than it does to... But just so we let you know, no, don't do that. Why do I say things like that? But give just a little bit so we know you're there, so we can see your name, so we can thank you.
Yeah, so because... Hardy, in fact, we do have some people who have hollered to us their gratitude. Mind if I thank some of them
Let's
right now?
Thanking is the best form of speech.
FMU Thanksgiving, let's thank Polly from Rifton, who says, my radio guru.
Thank you, Polly.
Thank you so much, Polly. Daniel.
No, in case the next word is clay, I wanted to cut that off, really, because sometimes you get part of other people's donations, and I've had that. It's like, I love you so much. You're my favorite show.
Yeah, clay. No, I'm pretty sure you're the guru. And
you
in
too,
mentions.
Hardy.
Yeah, too, Hardy. Yeah, no, you're primary here.
Okay.
We've also
All right,
got...
that's good.
We've also got Daniel and Edison definitely calling out to you, says, seems like every Thursday these days I'm texting a friend at 7 p.m. on the dot. Man, Hardy was on a roll this week. You got to go listen to that. Keep it up.
Oh, yay. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Daniel.
I secretly wish I was on a roll, like there was a sandwich. There's a drink named after me in Florida.
Oh, yeah?
Really, I also secretly want to be a sandwich.
It's a very good tropical drink. You can make that happen. That's an achievable dream.
I feel like maybe they have things like that. They name sandwiches after people all the time.
All right? The time. Do you know what you'd want to be on your sandwich?
No, anything. I'd be honored by anything. It doesn't even have to be something I like.
Really?
Maybe that'd even be better. Like something that takes you outside of your comfort zone, like Vegemite or something, which I've never had. Some people do like it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Vegemite, I think it's big in Australia. Okay, we've also
Didn't
got one.
That.
This one is hot off the presses, or hot off the phone lines, I guess. Uh-huh. Joe from Brookhaven says, love the station, particularly Hardy White and 7 Second Delay. Sorry,
Thank you, Joe.
We got another one in there, but you were first that time.
Okay, yeah, that's okay. You just mumble the... If it's another DJ, say their name so that it's audible, but at a lower level than that.
All right, what else have we got? Lots of love for you here, Hardy. From Pinebush.
We're in a different room, so we don't get the phone ringing sound effect. So people know. Because I feel like that's Pavlovian, that people hear that and they go, oh, I want that. I want to do that.
Yeah.
I will give away. Here's a deep, dark secret. That phone ringing is the printer. I don't know if anybody's. Am I not supposed to say that?
I think it's okay. Yeah, it's connected.
It's okay, right?
So you can get that Pavlovian response. Yeah, with the internet pledges too. I think that's a good point.
If you donate online, if you're shy, /donate.
Yeah.
Right. That's what it is. So if you donate online right now, that actually makes the ringing sound.
Yeah. So even if for no other reason you just want to hear a ringing sound.
Ringing sound, and if we don't have it, we'll get sound effects from Rockford Files, and play one or something like that.
Yeah, or I feel like a phone ring, some people can probably imitate that sound really well. I don't think I'm one of those people.
I can't,
terrible impression.
I can't do it. I can't make sound effects with my mouth. I try.
Yeah, well, I mean, you've got such a gravitas, baritone, just speaking voice. You don't really need sound effects.
Yes, I do have. I'll tell you, because I felt like all excited and DJ-y.
Oh!
I got the slide whistle, which is great. Oh, we're having a great time, boy. This is Wacky Radio. You guys like Wacky Radio? You like wacky stuff? I could be wacky. I don't think I could sustain it. I think I could be wacky for maybe 3 minutes.
I believe in you to be wacky, for as long as you want to be. Wacky.
I would be. It would wear. I would have to take long rests between wacky bouts.
I mean, as we all should for our health. Exciting news, Hardy. We just had somebody who says, "I am the wilderness hollering back."
Oh, that's, yes.
Isn't that beautiful? That's the Perrin family. Thank you so much for hollering back.
Thank you so much. As a family, so I can hear you. I hear it. You know what I do? It's people are out. It never feels like really just talking into the wilderness. You always know there's souls out there. You always feel it. Mm. I don't know who was it. Somebody was asking me maybe it was Bucci last week, but somebody was saying, what do you picture? You know, like, do you see people? And I said, you know those scenes in X-Men where Professor Xavier puts on the helmet and then he just sees people flying by and they're kind of like that ghostly or something. They're sitting by.
Yeah.
They float in and out. And that's what I see. I see people sitting in their car, but they come in and out of focus, sort of. So I know you're out there, and I know you're listening. I don't know exactly who you are.
You know,
but
I know
that you're there.
I know they're there too, and I almost picture a rear window kind of scene, looking into an apartment building where just every little window has a person alone, next to their radio, feeling very warm and comforted and connected.
Yes, I've stayed in a place. I stayed in one of those really tall skyscrapers when you could, I got an illegal Airbnb or something in one of those skyscrapers, in Paulus Hook, and where you can used to be able to see the station from high on a floor. So we had an apartment up there, and you could see other people in the other. There was a building blocking the nice view, so I could see people doing that. Just solitary at their desk or something, or just sitting there watching TV. And I did, and it was Tati's playtime or something, you know. So all these people alone but together, and that's what it feels like on the radio. It's like you don't see the other listeners, you don't hear them, but you know they're there too. You know that this is a sort of a group thing we're doing alone, and that's such a neat thing. I can't think of anything else like that. That you all know we're out there, but it's sort of you're taking it on faith. There's something invisible that's connecting us. And that invisible, the radio waves, are sort of a metaphor for something larger, some kind of invisible connection that we all have. And that it needs to be pointed out sometimes because we can feel really, really alone. Mm-hmm. Because a lot of times the things that do connect us are not really evident. They're not visible all the time. You need someone to remind you they're there. And you need something. Art does that. Art does it very powerfully. Music does it very powerfully. So when you feel disconnected, sometimes music can reconnect you to everybody else. Because,
we're not solitary beings. No person is an island. You know, we're all deeply connected and need one another very much. And it's difficult to be together, and it's difficult that we're all so different and have different experiences, and it's not easy, but we find things that we love and cherish in common, and that brings us together. And this is one of those things, I guarantee. Listen, so much of what we love in this culture has been commodified. People find out what keeps us together and what we love, and they take it from us so they can sell it back to us. It's like they steal our water. They know we're thirsty, and then they sell it back to us. This is something that's still ours. This is our source of water. This is our beautiful spring, you know? This is our Mandalorian living waters that we soak in that has, and there's stuff floating in it because it's New Jersey, and so there's things there in the deep that are scary, you know?
That's,
and they're
going to
probably get us, eat us eventually, but it doesn't matter because we have one another, and we know that we're all in the same boat, and we're all in it together. These are the waters that sustain us. WFMU is. It's no small thing. It isn't just another kind of big entity, you know? It's just a bunch of people bumbling through life, but very, and actually very competently, because it's just...
You know, I was just thinking about that coming over here. Like, FMU does give its volunteers such autonomy to kind of do whatever they want to, you know, is truly freeform, but it's run quite competently. Like, it's quite organized how all of these volunteers come together to, like, make this quite complicated task of a marathon happen, to get your pledges, to send you out, like, cool socks and sweatshirts and stuff if you go to wfmu.org/donate or 1-800-989-9368. But no, it's quite a lot of work.
Yeah, you're not sending your money to a bunch of screw-ups. These are some of the most together, smart, responsible people I know in my whole life, you know? I mean, Ken is amazing. He has amazing foresight. He's,
station manager,
you know,
Ken.
Mm-hmm. It's station manager Ken. It's stunning, you know, that he's such a goofball, and then at the same time, he's has this amazing brain foresight. Understands the consequences, is responsible to a fault, you know, and he just internalizes all this, which is why we constantly talk about him dying. People go, what happens when you die, Ken? Because he worked, that's how hard he works.
Yeah.
So everybody has invested their lives in this thing, a lot of people. That's how important it is.
Right, and it has a real, like, familial community responsibility that you feel. Like for me,
yes.
Like, I was, like, kind of slacking and didn't sign up to volunteer on time and felt, like, so bad. Like, oh, my God, I'm not contributing. So I was very grateful to be able to co-host with you today and, like, you know, give back.
Yeah, you feel like you're letting other people down. People work so hard and everything. I was getting ready to go on the air with Bucci. And he's reading this is like an instruction packet that you get with all the stuff in it. And he's like memorizing, he's like studying it, like it's like the LSAT or something. He's like, I've never seen pouring over it. And I'm like, oh my goodness.
It's a lot of bullet points. Yeah.
That's so amazingly responsible. Maybe I saw that, you know, once before I co-hosted with somebody, but I was not as together. If I was running the station,
yeah,
we'd be done. That's a good thing. There wouldn't be any more marathons because it would be a big office building, or you'd be in, right now would be kitchen in someone's condo.
Yeah, but that's the thing. You can't do it alone. You couldn't do it alone in your kitchen.
No, none of this can be done alone. And this is the only opportunity. No one's like breaking down my door to get me on their radio station. You know, this is not, FMU is a rare thing, you know. You're not going to hear me on a lot of things, just like you don't hear a lot of the music that you hear on FMU. You're not going to hear on your local radio station. It's just, there aren't many places for it. We understand that just because you may be a small group of people, just because you may love something that not millions love, doesn't mean that you don't deserve to have it. Doesn't mean that, you know, we shouldn't put it out there because maybe more people will like it, you know? And listeners evangelize too all the time. You know that they're always trying to turn people on to the station. And it's hilarious because depending on when they tune in. You know, it's a lot of different, it's hundreds of different beasts.
Oh, yeah.
It could be something radically different from one moment to the next. And people aren't used to that necessarily. They're used to a world in which everything has been predicted for them. Mm. So they, you know, who they are and their likes and their have entities that cater to what they think you should like. So they just, you just be, are fed things that you are sort of pre-approved and they've been all nice and chewed up for you. They've been pre-masticated and everything. And what FMU does, it'll just like, here's what's on the menu. And you go, well, I didn't order this. And you go, well, just try it. You don't have to eat it, but you know, try, at least try it. And that's the whole philosophy behind the whole thing. And when that comes to art, that can just absolutely expand your world. Listen, it's comforting to have a really narrow world, a small world that you're convinced that you understand, something that is manageable, something you think you know the rules to. But let me tell you something, it isn't real. All you have to do is widen your gaze, expand your perspective just a little bit, see a little more, and you'll realize that you don't have as much figured out as you once thought. You keep expanding that and you think, this is a crazy world full of unexpected things. Maybe I don't realize what's going on. That's a little bit frightening. As you expand it more, you think, hey, you know what? Maybe there isn't anything to figure out. Maybe I experience these things. Maybe it's just a constant state of trying to figure out. Maybe there is no end to it. Maybe it's just exploring and learning and growing and connecting and feeling those things and being surprised and excited. You don't want to keep going to the same movie and seeing the same thing over and over again. Oh my goodness, we're drowning in sequels. Oh my goodness, we're drowning in imitations. We're drowning in reboots. Everything has to be reimagined. Throw away those prefixes. Do things for the first time. Expose yourself. Finish that sentence, Hardy. Expose yourself to new ideas. Open yourself up. Make yourself vulnerable. And when you do it privately, you do it on the radio. There's no consequences. You can hear a thing and not like it. You don't have to make a big show of it. You don't have to say, what is this garbage? You don't even... All you have to do is listen, you know, because sometimes we're afraid to like certain things. People may judge us, you know, you like that weird stuff. And people have something they call guilty pleasures. Do you have guilt? I have guilty pleasures. Oh, my word. Oh, what are these pleasures that they require guilt? Sometimes they're just music that other people do. Oh, yeah. My, what's your guilty pleasure? Oh, One Direction. Like, why is that bad?
Yeah, no, I will say, I think FMU is...
I feel guilty.
It's sort of a guilt and shame-free zone. Like, I think you... it would be a bit weird maybe if you played One Direction, but people would be like, okay, all right. Because it's just, like, it is that sort of, like, sampler plate of, like, exploration, but in a guided way, guided by people's own excitement to share things with others.
It's so liberating... if you get to the point where you understand that you can like anything you want, that you don't have to be consistent, that you don't have to be a type, that you don't have to fit into a predictable slot, that you can be eclectic, that you can be all over the place, that you don't have to have taste, that you can just like things and experience things, and you don't have to, nothing, things don't have to be thumbs up or thumbs down. You can just let them wash over you, you know, and say,
feel
hey,
weird
well, that's
for
something.
A few
Maybe
minutes.
Maybe I hear it again, I'll get it.
Right? Yeah. So some people who I think are on our same wavelength who have called in or pledged online include Matthew from Pittsburgh, who says, dear Hardy, I love your company, as do I.
Thank you, Matthew. Oh, gosh, I like Pittsburgh.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, Pittsburgh's cool.
I have great friends in Pittsburgh. I love it.
Oh, yeah. We've also got...
I get confused driving there. It's a driving... I'm confused when I drive there.
Oh, yeah, they've got
Pittsburgh's
a weird
fault.
Left turn thing, I think, if I remember.
I feel like I go back and forth over the river a lot.
All right. Oh, yeah, all the bridges. Okay, we've also got Aaron from New Paltz, who says, and who are you distilling tears of grief, and what kind of pain is this that it can glitter, Dante? Thank you so much, Aaron. Wow.
That's cool.
Let's just sit with that for a second. Very cool. Okay, also Susan from Willingboro, New Jersey, who says, yes, I am shy and so very grateful for WFMU and Hardy White.
Excellent. Thank you.
Thank you, Susan. All these people calling in. They're They're hearing your message, Hardy. We've also got Nancy from Richmond who says, Hardy White, thanks for being my friend.
Oh, thank you, Nancy.
Thank you so much, Nancy. Bryant from Toronto. Miracle Nutrition does wonders for my mind and body. Thanks for the weekly goodness, Hardy.
Oh, thank you, Brian from Toronto. Fun City.
Fun City.
I don't think that's its nickname, but I was just saying it's
Fun
a,
City.
A fun City. Toronto, Fun City.
Very fun city. Mike from Hyattsville, who says, topping off a previous top-off, which itself topped off my swag for life, for one of my favorite hosts and Twitter accounts, which itself keeps me on between Thursdays. My dog wants me to tell you she feels the same way. Wow, even the dogs you're reaching.
I know who that is.
Oh, yeah?
Awesome. Thank you.
Thank you. And if you...
yeah, the dogs. I love listener, I probably like your dog as much as I like you. And a lot of times pets listen, you know?
Yeah, I feel Irwin like you would
have
a very
soothing
voice. Irwin's
cat really likes me. Irwin's cat likes me, likes the show.
Ah, like starts to kind of get excited and...
Rubs up on the speaker.
Yeah, just wants to be closer.
Right.
Well, if you've got an animal at home listening who's also appreciating Hardy White or other aspects of the station, reminder, you can go to wfmu.org/donate or 1-800-989-9368.
And here's, maybe I'll just say, so here's, this is just to your dog. Oh, who are you? Oh, God, so cool. Oh, aren't you good? Oh, aren't you good? Oh, he's such a good friend. Oh, my good friend. Oh, he's my good friend. Okay.
Well, I found that very comforting. I think you reached some humans with that too.
It's excited. There were a lot of dogs up there when I was visiting. I think Matt's dog and Olivia's dog.
Oh,
and,
yeah. And did you watch the puppy bowl?
No, I didn't. But I had met some of the puppies, some of the participants I had met.
Some of the contenders.
So,
yeah.
Yeah. So I was excited about that.
Very nice. Yeah, for listeners, if you missed it, there was the first ever, hopefully annual, Puppy Bowl of WFMU dogs this year, in which they ran over records, and I think whichever one ran over the most records won.
I was just gonna, how did they do that?
You know, I tried to watch on, like, a live stream, and there were some people, like, I think, markering which dogs ran over which records. It was a bit of a pilot test. But they did declare.
That sounds like chaos.
It was.
Who won?
I think it was declared to be chaos. So Pony Michelle with one L, Feelings, the incredible show. Pony, her dog, was the champion.
Oh, that's fantastic. Mm-hmm. That's fantastic. Yeah, there's always dogs. There's always dogs at the station, and that's a good sign. I like that.
I think so. I think they've got good vibes. They can feel the good vibes.
And I feel like a lot of them are being sort of like sort of groomed to be DJs. Because I think at least one dog's going to have a show or deserves to have a show.
Ooh, well, there's Bad Animals, but I don't think Bad Animals, the FMU show on Saturday mornings, has yet had a bad animal actually program the show.
The animal should do the programming and be the on-air personality. I'm not exactly sure how that would work.
I think, but, yeah, it could be like a Ouija board kind of situation where, like, maybe there are, you know, their paw goes.
Well, now, if it was a primate, and I know that's problematic, but if it was a primate, like they've got bonobos and stuff, and that will touch a little like signboard, and they, you know, be like blueberry, play blueberry. But you could do that with music too, right?
Oh, definitely. Well, there's Bunny, I think, is the name of a dog that has like a whole elaborate button system that it presses. So you could definitely translate that to the radio.
Right, and then you just put your favorite band in, or something, Voivod. Something. I saw Diane. That's why I said that.
Diane.
Saw Diane Kamikaze, who I hadn't seen in 5 years, 6 years or something. The first person I ever co-hosted like 10 years ago.
Oh, wow. Yeah. How was
so
it?
So you talk about family. Like some people I go years without seeing.
Yeah, but you listen to them on the radio.
Yeah, yeah. You
them.
Still listen. You know, they don't know you're there, but you're spying on them. and yeah, but sometimes I'll come into town and don't see people, and then other times you do. And But it's always wonderful. And our own Greg took me to the shore. So we went and saw the twin lighthouses, and we went to Asbury Park, and so we did a little shore excursion. So I get to see a little bit of New Jersey, and I love doing that. That's my favorite thing.
Oh, that's amazing. And we
agreed we'd lie and say we saw Paul McCartney, because that one time he was in Metuchen. I want to do that. One time we should do that. We'd be like, I want to thank Sir Paul and Metuchen.
Thank you, Sir Paul. Or Mr. Springsteen, wherever you are, we know you're listening.
He was just there hanging out at Asbury Park when we were there. I'm going, what are you doing? He's like, I don't know. I'm just like, you know, I'm taking some pictures for my Instagram.
Oh, yeah.
He said, I don't know if it was real. It was the real Bruce.
Wait, really? Like,
no.
Uh-oh. I'm very gullible.
It was nice. There was a lot of people there, but none of them. It was winter, you know, so there's not a lot of people at the beach. But yeah. We played pinball. I loved playing pinball.
Oh, yeah, they have the big arcade over there.
Yeah, right, and they got, like, the vintage pinball machine. So I was having a great time. And it was so great because I was playing, I was getting the same scores I got in the 80s on the same machines, which is terrible. Just,
wow.
You know,
your skill has kept up. That's incredible.
I was like, it cured me of my nostalgia. I was like, I remember hating this.
No. Oh, so now you're over it. You're no longer even thinking of it fun.
No, I like. I'm just not very good at games, but I enjoy it. I enjoy them. I enjoy pinball and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I never got very good at them.
Yeah.
You don't have to be good at a thing to like it, right?
I definitely agree. Yeah, I think, as you were saying earlier, just the experience, the process, if you're enjoying
right.
that, that's what matters.
Now, you might have to like something to be good at it, but you don't have to be good at it to like it.
I think you can also
be good at something
not
like,
yeah, be good at, actually, what's his name? I saw a documentary of a very cheesy, Kenny G, mm-hmm. who was saying, somebody asked, what is it you love about music? And there was a long pause, and he said, I'm not sure I do love music.
Oh, he could have saved us a lot of grief by just not doing it then. It's
yeah.
like, dude, you should have checked, because, like, maybe we don't want you to do it either. Some people just said, yeah, check in next time.
Yeah.
And we could, gosh, that's, I remember, like, I was like Andre Agassi or something saying, like, hey, and you know what? I hate tennis. But I understand that, because, like, if your whole life is a thing.
Yeah, sometimes
you know,
it can ruin it a little bit.
Right, you know, and that's kind of a and I'm about to segue into something FMU, but a lot, but, you know, everybody, because they're volunteers, everybody has some other gig, usually.
Yeah.
And they're doing other stuff, and they bring other interests to it, too. So, because we're all volunteers, you know, everybody does other things. Sometimes they're, you know, they're, who knows, like, it could be academics, but other times they're people that, you know, just do stuff, have work when people call them and give them work, like myself.
Yeah.
But I mean, other people are professionals, some people aren't, and it's a wonderful mix.
Yeah, it's a mix, and it sort of saves this place so that the DJs really are doing it to share their kind of, like, deepest, weirdest musical pleasures, and I think you feel that over the air. Or verbal, you know, things to share.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, either the people can be good talkers, but mm-hmm. not professionals, or they could be expert at a type of music, but they're not in the music business, or there's all sorts of stuff, you know, and it's bringing those passions, though. It's being able to have somebody that you can connect with and say, gosh, not only am I alone, but, you know, here's an even bigger nerd. This person is even more into the thing. And that's wonderful. It's wonderful to discover. It's so horrible to be. Sometimes it's great to be alone. And I love solitude if I choose it. Sometimes there's a solitude that we don't choose. And that can be very burdensome, and that can be very tough. And I understand it in others, and so I always acknowledge it. And I know I can't cure it, and I know there's not much I can do about it, but some people just want to be recognized. Some people just need acknowledgement and say, I know you're out there. And I feel like I can do that. I can say, I understand, you know, what you might be going through or what you might need, and I will tailor it. You know, if I always concentrated on things that were heavy, that's not what people need all the time. Sometimes they need distraction. Sometimes they need lots and lots of weirdness and lots of silliness. And they want to just, if you were sick, sometimes, you know, you just want to watch cartoons or something that's going to comfort you. You don't want to be challenged necessarily, you know? You just, you want to be lifted up or you want to be taken somewhere. You want to be distracted. You want to be shown something unexpected so that maybe you can have a new experience and that'll lift you out of your present condition. And we've got to be here for that to happen. And you might not need it all the time. I mean, what if you need it one day out of 10 years? Well, the station's got to be here. We have to be here, just like a hospital or a library. You can't just pop into existence when you need it. And that's a long game. And long games take a type of endurance and a type of dedication and a type of love that's a distance runner version, you know? And that's what we're doing here. That's why we come every year and say, give a hand again. It's like washing the dishes. You think, didn't I just wash the dishes? Yes.
Yeah.
Wasn't there just a marathon?
The bills,
they pile
up. There's
always
going to
be a marathon.
Always.
And we do it joyously, though, don't we? I mean, this is not... I don't mean to put down public radio, but can't you? All the words I'm thinking of are not really radio-friendly words, but to heck with them, because they always act like they're burdening you, and they are. You are burdening me, public radio. You know, you're not being joyous about it. You're saying you're a nuisance, and you're right. You're absolutely right. Shut up. But see, what we're coming on and doing is we're including you. We're not making you feel guilty. We're not saying you owe us money. We're just saying, hey, gang, you know, it's time to do this. You're part of this. There is no separation, really, between the people that do the thing and who listen to the thing. And we change places all the time. Right? DJs become listeners, listeners DJs.
Oh yeah, and I mean like the DJ, like I'm a Swag for Life member and you know, that line is truly very blurry because it's just, it feels like we're all kind of in this together to keep this weird stuff on the air. And if you are one of those lurkers who maybe has been listening and is like on the line of like, oh, maybe I want to be more part of the community, a great way you can do that is to go to wfmu.org/donate. And, you know, we make it worth your while with all of the also like often listener made swag that you can get for $10 a month. Swag for Life. You've got the very cool socks, FMU socks with the radio towers. There's a really cool bucket hat this year and 45 adapter. You can see the whole range of prizes that, yeah, again, come from, like, listeners design those, DJs design those. You can go ahead and do that also by calling 1-800-989-9368. Gotta get...
You know, it's a geographical community is harder and harder to have, and we don't have it like back in the oldie time days. So it's really the things you have in common with your neighbors, your physical neighbors who live next door, is usually minimal. You know, and even people in your greater community in the city you live, sometimes you don't always connect in ways that feel like community. WFMU is a true community. We share values. We have things in common. These are other people that get you. And when we get together, it's an ecstatic feeling because you said these are other people that get this and they like this and we accept each other's weird quirkiness. There's so many fantastic, lovable weirdos who work at the station, you know? And it's they're not really misfits. They're only misfits because we live in a society that's broken, that doesn't understand real human beings. So really, they're just absolutely complete human beings who are made to feel like misfits, but we are a community. Listen, you have a hometown. It's called WFMU, New Jersey. It's a mythical town, and it's in New Jersey for a reason, to humble you so you won't get full of yourself, to realize that you are one of many people who are of this earth, who are vulnerable, who are sometimes powerful and wonderful and other times weak and pathetic, and who go back and forth between being certain and being confused. And you understand that, and our town accepts you, and we need you. and you belong here. And of course you feel crazy in the crazy world. I'm just telling you, and I'm here to tell you every week, it's not you. It really isn't you. You're okay. If your heart and your mind are open like that, you are the normal one. You are the feeling human being who's craving experience, who wants to open their eyes and all their senses to all the wonder that there is, who knows that other people have things that can make your life better, and that connecting with them is important and will enhance this experience that is so confusing, that offers so much grief and challenge. And we are here, your hometown. We love you. And we're throwing you a parade right now. And we are celebrating you. And you're throwing something into the pot till you have your name on, say, and remember me, and remember me when I'm gone. Here's what I did. There's a brick in WFMU that's got my name on it, not literally, but you know what I mean.
You could probably adopt a brick. There's an adoption program. But yeah, no, I think...
Yeah, there is. And you know how people would point to buildings, and you know, my grandfather helped build that building. That's you. That's you in the radio station. You helped build this thing. You helped make it. You supported it. There are times when this place almost fell, and in recent times, and you know, and if you didn't think that your contribution was doing something demonstrable to fix that, to right the ship, you are wrong, because it did. That's what happened. Well, you know, it's hard, because we always sound like we're desperate, and we always are, and we always are bailing out water constantly, literally and figuratively, and you're helping to do that. But what else are we going to do in this life? What are you going to do? There is no set it and forget it. There's only participation. There's only work. And why not bring joy to that work by working together, by doing something, contributing to an effort that we all do, and make something beautiful, a legacy for new people that are coming along too. Kids, listen, we got to pass these values on of having an open mind, of being understanding, of having your eyes open to the great human experience, which is vast and different and diverse. And we want children to understand that too, and old people. And we want to bring them all in and say, come on, this is our thing.
Amen. Do people say amen to you often? I feel like they must.
I'm with you, Hardy.
Hardy, so speaking of some of the people who have contributed, mostly not literal bricks, but bricks to keeping the station up, let's thank some more of them. We've got Rob from Brooklyn, who says Hardy White described himself as a freckle of incompetence. It still makes me laugh. Maybe freckle? Freckle? Well, it makes him laugh.
If it made you laugh, I don't want to change it or correct it in any way.
However you
Thank
heard
you,
that.
Rob.
Thank you, Rob. JJ from Port Jervis says, I love him in my house. I love him in my car. I wish he was omnipresent. I think you might be omnipresent, yeah.
I mean, there's the archives are pretty... I don't know how to get more omnipresent than the archives. That's on your phone. You could be on an aeroplane or anywhere. The bottom of the ocean.
Oh, yeah. And that's actually one of the things that your donation can help with, is the cost for, like, the servers and keeping those archives of, like, decades of FMU on
Oh, nobody else... Can you imagine... The archives alone are amazing. I mean, it's just like the Library of Alexandria or something. People don't keep those kind of things. The how much stuff is in the FMU archives?
Oh yeah,
it's amazing. Please go explore.
Yeah, like advanced song search page. I don't know if you've ever played with that. Like any like the most obscure thing you can think of in the world, where you're like, no way has this ever been on the radio. Mm-hmm. You type that in, and like, yeah, you'll be taken to a playlist from like 1990 where someone has played it like 10 times.
Somebody played my college band.
Yeah, right? Exactly.
I don't know. I don't have the guts to check that, but.
Oh, you should. I bet someone has.
I should check.
Okay, we've also got Chris from Roxbury, who says, Hardy knocks my socks off.
Then you know what? Maybe you got to get those FMU socks.
You know, great segue. I don't know.
Right?
Yeah.
If you're missing socks.
Yeah, WFMU.org/donate. $10 a month to get some of those FMU socks that then will be knocked off by Hardy.
Right.
I've
got some. I was, because I was just up there. I went into the city
And I got went to Uniqlo and I got three pairs of socks for $14. And I'm just going to write WFMU on them in Sharpie. But this is a better way of doing it, because this way the station actually gets money.
That's
I donate too. I mean, I'm not
just
my
time. We all pretty much don't, or like a lot of the
things. Yeah, everybody does.
Yep. Okay, we've also got David from Brooklyn, who says, "Shemp Jive, so great to see you last week." Oh, this was a
Shemp Jive, David. Oh, and you, yeah. I think I know which David that is. Yes, thank you for coming out to the show. He was at the live show.
Yeah, how was that last week?
And if it's the David I'm thinking about, he's been at many of them. Oh, it was great. It was great to see. I saw friends, you know, I'd seen people, it had been a few years, right? So... haven't done one live there, I guess, in 3 years because of, you know.
Yeah.
And then, so I saw people I knew and some new faces, and it was just, it was wonderful. You know, it all came flooding back, how much I enjoyed doing that and just being here in general.
Yeah.
And how much everybody means to me, what a huge part of my life they are, and how life-changing the whole station was for me. I mean... I've always loved radio. What I do is not super in demand, let's just put, you know. But so when I had the opportunity to do this show, it was like a miracle. And it still is miraculous to me. And I still hopefully will never take it for granted. And I try to be as present and thankful and full of gratitude and... understand that I'm a surrogate for you, that you want me to stay engaged and interested and weird, and you want me to take chances, and you want me to fail. You don't want me to fail. You know what I mean? You don't care if I fail. That's it. You don't care if I make mistakes. You want me to go for it. You want, and because that's what this thing is all about. Not predicting whether something is going to be accepted or whether it's going to go over well. And it's not crafted like that. It's not, you know, because we're not really selling anything.
Yeah.
And so you get it, warts and all. You get it with all its flaws and its beautiful raw state. And that can be an aesthetic all of its own. You know, it's a Japanese aesthetic. It's a beauty in the brokenness or the sadness of things, or how, you know, the temporary nature of something that makes it even better. And there's nothing more temporary than radio. Yet it's completely intangible. It's not there and yet it's there. You know, people, you know, have relationships with people on the radio and then they're gone. Sometimes they're gone like dead gone. You know, so all of this reflects the same things we have in life. Things come in and out of our worlds. And this is one place where you know the things that come in and out of your world are going to be different than when you expect. You're going to be surprised. And the thing that good art and comedy and all those things have in common are surprise. Having your expectations defied in a really good way is one of the best things about being alive. There's nothing better. You know, there's no being bored or having something the same or a grind is just the worst. There's none of that at this station. This is our deliverance from that. This is our special thing. And you know it's not universal. You know we're not we're a small group of people. You've known it if you've seen other people in a WFMU t-shirt, right? You see somebody in here and they're like, ah.
You lock eyes, you're like, you get
it. It's like being the only other human at the Star Wars cantina. You know, you see like, oh, that person doesn't have like stuff coming out of their face, tentacles.
Yeah, an oddball.
They're from Earth.
Floating through the universe, finding our ways to each other.
So that's what it's like. It's like finding other Earthlings, other humans. Mm-hmm. And what a great thing. So please call in this last 9 minutes. Let's shock everybody with our participation. It's hard for me. You know, if you were asking me, you know, now call, pick up the phone and go, oh, I don't know. But do it, because I'll tell you, the volunteers are wonderful people too. They're people that have been motivated to show up physically at a place that they really believe in. Some of them, they walk in, they don't know anybody.
and they're shy. Can you imagine that? So you go to this and you think, oh, everyone on the air is an extrovert. I'm putting myself in this. I am terrified. And they do it anyway. And then they start meeting and talking to people. And they realize, oh, my God, there's really friendly, wonderful people here. I feel so accepted. And I've seen that happen to lots of volunteers.
Oh,
and then all of a sudden, we're all eating together. You're eating at a table with all the people that you listen to on the radio. And you're sitting there in that break room where the volunteers bring the food. And you're sharing a meal. And I've just been so excited that I pretend I'm not. I try to be cool. But sometimes I just want to absolutely just cry with joy and go, I can't believe I'm here with these people that I admire and love.
It's beautiful. Yeah, and I was definitely one of those people who started off shy and then got to know more people. And we've got two great volunteers I want to thank right now who've been helping out with the phones.
Now, who's on the phones?
Eliza and Bridget back there. And you have just been, hey, Eliza and Bridget.
Hi, Eliza and Bridget. Thank you so much for helping out.
Thank you. Yeah, we're separated by a wall of glass, but
right.
I think there's been lots of grinning and heartfelt feelings as we've talked about all of this.
Yeah, like always. So if they laugh at something I say, you make sure that you put up I can make a hand signal so I know.
So you know that, yeah, what's
yeah,
because
when I'm there, I can see like, oh, I made somebody, you know.
Yeah,
like
yeah. No, it is hard because Hardy's joining from Kentucky, but. Let me just call up while we still have a few minutes left. If you did want to still get a pledge in for Hardy White, you can call 1-800-989-9368. Hit up Eliza and Bridget back here or go to WFMU.org/donate. And coming up, we've got Bailey and who will keep... Oh, we've got, I think, some sound effects.
Oh, was just gonna...
Well, you're gonna surprise. Oh no,
surprise. That's the total going up. That's our number of call-ins going. So that's our calls. Let's look at the tote board.
What is on the tote board?
It's all the way through it's like a big thermometer, and the red is going up to the number that we want. We haven't really picked a number, but instead of like actual monetary numbers, we just have feelings written up there. It's like, oh gosh, we're into the impressed
and
area.
Well, we do have a number though, which is $2,739 raised so far, which is incredible. And there's more names that I haven't even had a chance to read.
Let's double it.
Yeah, should we try to double it?
It's about half of last year, so let's double that. Let's go ahead and double that.
I think we can do it these last few minutes.
If it's a hardship, think twice about it, but then do it anyway. No, don't. I don't want you to do it if it's a hardship. But I know some of you are, let's say, if you can do it, man, you're not just helping yourself. You know, you're helping others, too. There's some people that can't swing it.
Yeah.
You want this there for them, too. And you might have to do a little more lifting, you know, if you're slightly more blessed. Let's share it.
And if you're a lurker and it's just felt like too much friction to, you know, like go to WFMU.org/donate. Let me talk you through it right now. You can do it, you know, visualize it, open your phone, start typing that out. I believe in you. If you've been wanting to do it, but you haven't done it yet, now can be the time.
And it feels great to do it.
It does.
It feels nice to do it. It does feel like you're doing something. And it's inconceivable to me that you can, all these individual contributions add up to so much. It's stunning to me.
Oh yeah.
And it's inspiring because you think, well, we can, what amazing things that we can accomplish because we make this money go very far. Boy, this money works for us. This is not, you know, it's never, no relaxing on any laurels or anything. It's always just go, go, go. And it's always we make your dollar go as, stretch it out as much as possible, you know, always looking for ways to do things better and more efficiently. And, you know, we've got some incredibly competent people, just some of the smartest, most together people I know, running things so that people like me, who are not any of those things, can talk to you and can do their thing and can express myself. So it's very exciting, and I'm so thankful, and I want to thank you so much for being part of that. And this is a great time of year to be able to say that.
Amen. Again, just getting ready in 3 minutes now for mm-hmm. Bailey coming on. But yeah, Hardy, any last words or reminiscences about FMU?
Just more gratitude and telling you, my friends out there, and you are my friends, how much you mean to me. And I would just like to make sure that you know that you have my personal gratitude. And right now I've been speaking for the station and for myself too, and asking that you help them. But you help me all the time with your attention, with the love that you show me, with the wonderful letters I get, and just so much support. You help me as a person, as a creative person, and I couldn't be more thankful. I'm almost without words because I get sort of overwhelmed by it. It's in the most wonderful way. I love, if you can make Hardy speechless, then you've absolutely done something, because I'm usually not speechless. I'm usually, in fact, whatever the word is where there's maybe too much speech. And so it's a good thing that I'm on the radio, because they have there's a thing there that catches your words and puts them to good use. Otherwise, I would just be, I would be drowning in them. And I might be doing this thing if it wasn't for this station too. So that, how sad is that? So this is a wonderful opportunity to be with you. And I will just say that you are listening to Miracle Nutrition on WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, 91.9 in Rockland County in New York City, New York, and online at WFMU.org worldwide. I was here with my friend Emily, and we crushed it. And Bailey's up next. And we love you all. I'm so full of love for everybody. And I can't wait to see you all in real life again soon. And I will see you again. I'm waiting for the top of the hour. It's close. How close am I? Is it almost time?
Oh, it's almost time. Yeah, yeah.
Here it goes. Here's almost time to say goodbye. And I will say goodbye to you. And thank you so much, Emily.
Thank you.
It was great to be on with you.
You too, Hardy. And we'll talk to you later.
All right.
All right.
Thank you, everybody.
Thanks.
Thank you, WFMU. And I will keep talking in case you haven't pushed the thing yet. Bless y'all. Here we go. Best radio. Always, all the time. Everywhere. 24 hours. Radio like it should be. Killing it, kicking it. Are we good? All right.
Twins' name was Ebony. Name was Mahogany. 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 Twins' name was Ebony.
Doing great.
What's that? You hear that dial tone?
Yeah. You got to fade down the telephone or something on the board. Maybe there's something turned on. Maybe I got my telephone off the hook. Possibly.
Mm-hmm.
I've been trying to call people because they're not calling here. But they will. They will. Dial 800-989-9368. I'm Dave the Spasm, co-hosting with Bailey tonight. It's a thrill and an honor.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. You do a great show.
Thank you.
I really enjoy it, and I know a lot of other people dig what you're bringing to the show every week. You do these live mixes on the air.
Yes.
That's walking a tightrope, my friend.
Yeah, sometimes it doesn't sound that good.
Oh, no. But you know, that's all the nature, you know, of doing something stupendous, is that you never know how it's going to turn out. It's kind of dangerous. It's a high wire act.
Yeah.
And you do it every week.
Thank you.
And I see you do all this research, and you grab all the records and everything, and you use pretty much everything available to you in the studio, right?
Yeah.
And it's cool. It sounds great. So talking to the listeners now, if you'd like to support freeform, non-commercial radio like this, where the DJ just comes in and just does their own thing, then call now, 800-989-9368. Go to the website, wfmu.org. $20 pledge gets you a sticker, $50, a T-shirt, and so on. There's so much stuff there. You're just going to want to go to the website just to check it out.
Yes, please.
And we got prizes, too. We have a big triple grand prize, Sun Ra, Lanquidity. And then another Sun Ra, and his Ass